Okay. We are up to the Tezayin Amud Aleph on top of the page. We're trying to understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah said over here there are five animals which are tamin, five examples of tam, and then five examples of muad. And then the Mishnah continues that a shen is a muad to eat what is suitable for it, which sounds like if it's not suitable for it, if you're saying a shen is chayiv, if it's suitable for it, we're talking about the reshus of the nizik, in the domain of the nizik, otherwise you'll be chayiv. And then he says only what's ro'ula. Sounds like which is not ro'ula is only like keren. And keren, you're only paying half of and you're paying nezek shalom, which means that we're talking about according to the rabbanon. The rabbanon say over here that the only time if you chay the full price is if you are eating what an animal eats normally. But an animal is not eating not normally. It's anything which is not normal is keren. Anything which is normal is shen. Shen, you are potin the shusarabim. Keren, you are chayv reshus rabim. Shen, you pay the full price in the owner's reshus, and keren, you only pay half price. So if you say that shen is chayv for something that is normally he eats, where could he be talking about? Only in the reshus of the nizik. And then you pay nezek shalom. And the contrast is that if he ate something which is not suitable, you don't pay the full amount, you pay half the amount, which means this is a rabbonic. Rab Tarfon holds if you're in reshus of nizik, you pay the full amount the first time. And then the Mishnah says, it goes through the Moad, and it mentions, it says that mazik, reshus of nizik, you pay full price, which is Rab Tarfon. How does that work? So we said that yes, the part of the Mishnah is Rabbanu, part of Tarfon. Then the words that we don't like that. The entire Mishnah is Rab Tarfon. But we said that it comes about the top of the page, Tezayin, four lines on top. When it comes to the fruits, it only belongs to the Nizik, and when it comes to the animals, it belongs to both. Okay, says the Rabbanu of Kahana.
No.
Shen is potter, which is rabbi. Yeah, we had it before. As a tailor, beer is de'achet. It's the only time responsible. The person who put it there should have been more careful because he knows that animals normally eat. I told one of this whole sugar before Rabbi Zivin Adai. He said to me, "Mimutz is mukman lo kriotar. How in the world can you learn the time Mishnah Tarf from the Ktani?" The Mishnah starts off saying, "Hashen mu'ed is lechel sarola," that the shen is considered a mu'ed, that you should always be warned. That it eats things which has come for it to eat. And where are we talking about? In the reshus of a nizik and ro'ula, only if it's coming for it to eat, then it's shen. She'ain ro'ula, but if it's not coming for it to eat, it's no longer shen, it's keren. And what do? You pay only half a nezik. Keren is different, is only when you're not behaving normally. And b'chotzer a nizik, you pay nezik shalom, mishalom. So it makes no difference if it's shen or keren, you pay full nezik in the chotzer nizik. I would argue the time Mishnah is Rabbana, and are you going to ask me a question why he says at the end that Mazik Mishnah Nizik is one of the Mu'adin? You learned the Mishnah wrong. A few words are missing. If these five tamin were worn three times, then chamishas more. These five are the ones that become muad. Not the rest of the Mishnah. These first five of the gifa and the shicha, the bitza, these are all the and keda and the gicha. These are all the ones that become muadin. Then the Mishnah stops. Then the Mishnah continues. We're no longer talking about keda now. Forget keda. The shen v'regim muad michalas. In contrast, these are muad from the very first time. The heichanah adosan. And where is there muad? Only in the chatzar hanizik. We're not talking about Ked anymore, so don't tell me Mazik, which is an Izik. We're going back to Ked. No, we're not. We're talking about Shen. Freddy, what a mask would have been. The Kamma, and it says in the next Mishnah, in the next period. Shayd Hamazik, Bishus Hanizik Ketzer. Give me an example of a Mazik, which is an Izik, which sounds like we're talking about Ked again. And you tell me we're talking about Shen. Yeah, I'm but we're talking about Ked. Shemachik Tani Ketzer. We don't know exactly what happened here. The Amriloy Idi, but we're not talking about Ked. We go back to Shen. Is my Ketzer. We know what Shen is. We already said. Shen is the animal eats normally and in the Shus Hanizik. That's what Shen is. So what do you mean Ketzer? Elom Rabin Chsun Mesa, few words are missing. Bachik Tani, I should learn. Same idea, there's no keren there, but this is how you should learn. Chamisha tamim, the Mishnah starts off that five cases of tamim, the first three times you only pay half. Im huad or chamisha's mordin, or five become a muad. Then stop. Then we talk now about Shem v'regel. They're mordin midchilosan. Then the Mishnah says, v'zehu shayt ha-muad. That's an example, this case of Shem v'regel, that's an example of a muad from the beginning. Then the Mishnah continues, v'shayt ha-mazik b'shusanizik. What would be the din be by shayt ha-mazik? We're talking about back to keren. But if it's in the shusanizik, you should know that. That is machlek is up tarfim v'rabbanim. And then you should know, v'yesh muadim ha-chedim. We mentioned the nachar, zev, adi, bardalus, all that. For example, Azeva, wolf, a lion, a dove, a bear, a bardalus is a leopard, a nochash, a snake. Tainam Amri Takal in this way, that the Mishnah is not talking about Keren, that when the Mishnah talks about Mazim Mishnah, he's talking about Keren, but we're alluding to the Machlekes. Of Rav Tarfon HaChamim, Chamisha Tamim and the five Tamim, Vim Huad, if they were warned, Chamisha Asim Huad and Amur. Vishem Vadegam Huad and Michalot from the beginning, Vidal Sharamu, Vishem Mazim Mishnah Nizik, what's the case of Shem Mazim Nizik? Machlekes, that's a Machlekes of Tarfon HaBonon. And you should know the Yesh Muad in Machel, the other Muad, and Kiyetzibel, similar, Hazev, Ari, Adoiva, Nema, part of this, Vanoch and Snake. Ika, that those, the Romilomim, that those that ask the same thing, but ask in the form of a question. So now we learn, Chamisha Tam, the five Tamim, the Chamisha Moadim, Musuleka, no more, Ika, Zay, what about the Zay, Ari, Adeva? Why does the Mishnah say there are only five Moadim? There are many more Moadim. All those examples in the Mishnah, the end, the wolf, the lion, they're all Moadim. Why don't you count them as well? Much more than five. Mashani, Amalavina, Chsuri, Mechs, a few words missing. Vahachi, Tani. Chamisha Tamim, Hain, the five Tamim. Vim Huadu, Chamisha, some Moadim, they are all Moadim. They're all Moadim. And the Shen Vedegel is Moadim with Chilasin. Zehu, Shayd Hamuid. The Shayd Hamazim, Shayd Nizzi, Machlein of Tavan Abonon. The Yeshim Moadim, Machin, the other Moadim, Kiyat, Bela, Zevari, Vadeva, Nam, Bad, and Achash. According to Tafis, all of these other animals are only a Muid for the things that they normally do. But if an animal behaves not normally, then it's not a mu'ud anymore, it's a tam. And the Rambam argues that when it comes to chayis, they're a mu'ud for everything. Once they're mu'ud for one thing, they're mu'ud for everything. So there's no excuse, oh, it didn't behave the way I thought it would behave, and if I should be, I shouldn't be held responsible.
Chayis as opposed to behemoth.
Right? It was a domestic behemoth, yeah.
A behemoth becomes a mu'ud for a specific thing. Yeah, he's a mu'ud on Thursdays. He's a mu'ud for,
we'll see later,
for
yeah.
Red flags.
There you had to be warned, yeah.
If my example with a wagon full of produce, if it's a marketplace.
You had no right to park a wagon in the middle of the street.
But it's a marketplace where people come to.
It's not a marketplace. We learned in Mar Shabbat of Hey Yom that a marketplace in that
Shabbat. Well,
yeah, because every marketplace used to have stands in front of them for the stores.
So
what are you trying to say? Anyway, if the animal had a right to walk there, the potter.
So in other words, if he knocks over with his
if it's normal part of walking, totally potter. The taters is clearly bibas
deach. But walking is not stopping him eating.
It's all the same. That's an eagle.
It's your famous case of the camel who sets the whole village on fire with the chanukalich. Someone lights chanukalich outside, and the camel goes past, and his bundle catches fire, and it spreads to the whole. Camel's allowed to go there.
Okay, continue. Back to Gemara. If an animal throws itself down on pots and pans, it's not normal. That's keren. Omer Rabbi Elazar Loishan. When he says keren, ela pachin deilim, when it's large barrels, ela pachin deilim, but small ones, urch is quite common for animals to lay down. Therefore, it becomes a shen of a degel. And therefore, you put in shus rabim and you chayv nezek shalom and shus ayach. Leimah say ela behemah moed is lahal bedaka. I bring that right from Brais. It says the behemah is a moed when it walks normally, will a shabir and to break. Ulamayich es adam. It squishes a person as a behemah. And squashes a behemoth, another behemoth, Kalim, it squashes Kalim. It's clearly the Braisa. If an animal goes ahead and squashes Kalim, it lies down on Kalim and squashes them, that's how you squash them. You are potter. What do you call it? Then you are Shem Beregel, and then you are potter Shulabim. Now I mentioned the Fezhi Chayiv is Keren. That's not Raya. So you want to say Chilug in large pots or small pots? No, Dilma Minatzad. The Braisa is talking about the animals walking in sideways and squishes against the pots. That's normal and Shem Beregel, and your potter Shulabim. Our Mishnah is talking about when he throws himself on it, and that's abnormal, and that's keren, and therefore you're chayim shus rabim. Ikedamni, it's another version. Amar Rabbi Elazar loy tema pachin gedolim with labuch. Don't say that only large pachin is not common. Aval pachin tanim urchiyu, but it's common for small pachin. Therefore, what? And therefore, shem v'regel your potter shus rabim. And afilu pachin tanim, even small pachin nami labuch is not common. If it's keren, you pay half a nezik. Meisvei lemaich, it says in the Braisa lemaich is a odin with a behemah. The kelim Rabbi Elazar. I'm sorry. That's a kelim. Clearly, what? That it's common to squeeze it if your potter. No, no difference, large or small, it's definitely not normal, and therefore it's keren, and you are chai v'shizrabim. When the Braisa says you're potter, it's while it's walking, it smashes against all of these pots between it and the wall, and it's potter. Ikid Ram Lamim, other ask us a question. Tanami, look, now Mishneh, v'loy lirboi, that if the animal falls down on it, that's keren. But and Yechai Mishus Rabim have Nezik. But Tanya, we learned Lemayich as a Odom as a Beim as a Kelim. It's like Regel, and you are Potter Mishus Rabim completely. But Rabbi Elazar Kasha can be Pachin. According to this version, it is a different Pachin doing Pachin. Pachin doing is not normal. It's Keren Yechayiv. Can Pachin Tanya? It is normal, and you are Potter. Hazei Bari, I'll need some help from him to touch. A wolf and a lion. My badlis, okay, we know Nem is a leopard, but what's a badlis? Rabbi Yehuda, Nafraza. We know my Nafraza, Rabbi Yosef, Appa. Appa's like he's in the cat family, say it's a cheetah or something. Mezer, Meir, Rame says.
Translate this as a polecat.
Or a polecat. The same thing. I don't know. What's a polecat?
Some wild.
It's like a cheetah or a hyena or a, I don't know, one of these wild cats. It says in the Braise, it says also include Tzavua. And we'll see what that is. Rabbi Lozer says, Afanoch is also a snake. If Rame is adding Tzavua, which is Appa, how can you tell me that Bartless means Appa? Like Kasha. Kambet Tzavua Zacher, Kambet Tzavua Keva. A Tzavua Zacher is Appa. And the Tzavua Keva, which Rame is adding, is Tzavua, added in the Keva. Obviously, in the animal kingdom, a woman and a male can be very different. The time we learn tzavua zocher. This is interesting. A male tzavua, this cat, la'acha sheva shanim, after 7 years, nasa atle, becomes a bat. Atle of a bat. Don't ask me any questions here. I don't know. You have the English gemaras. You tell me what's going on here. A bat la'acha sheva shanim, after 7 years, nasa arpid, another kind of a flying bird. Arpid la'acha zayin, after 7 years, nasa kimush, becomes like a thorn or something. And kimush la'acha sheva shanim, and this kimush is a real thorn. So I'm not sure exactly. Kimush is not some other kind of a dried thing. Sorry? Yeah. Yeah, you think so? I bet you. Okay, anyway. Chayich la'acha sheva, this thorn after 7 years, nasa shed, becomes a demon. And shedroi shel adam, a person's spine. La'acha sheva shanim, a person passes away in the spine. After 7 years, deteriorates. Nas nachash becomes all like a snake.
What's that? This is a
tongue.
We're talking about a bartlos. You mix in a person's shedra.
No, we're talking about here that this tzavua. Remember the male? We said a tzavua, male tzavua is a bartlos, and a female tzavua is sorry, male tzavua is a bartlos, which is an apa, and a female tzavua is called a tzavua.
Yeah, but I'm saying, and we bring the a proof from Nas to Shedra.
Oh, we bring a proof from here. That there's a tzavua zocher is different than tzavua. When do we say that the tzavua turns into a bat? Only the male species of the tzavua, not the female. We're trying to show from this whole braise here there's a distinction between the male and female. So when the Al Mishnah says bartlis, we're talking about the male one, and when the male adds the tzavua, he's talking about the female one. And what's a chiluk? I'm telling you the difference because braise says that the male one turns into eventually to a demon. The female never turns to demons. We're the bad ones. Says so, when you say that your spine turns into a snake, the lekorda b'moedim, if you didn't bow down properly by moedim, having more brachas. If you bow down properly by moedim and you stand your head the way you're supposed to, then your what do you call it? Your spine stays there forever. Stays and brings down. That's what chesed meizik comes from. We learned. Sorry. Yeah, we're having more brachas.
Mm-hmm. The chiropractor's
very good. You lose.
You bend down from what you
do. Does he give an explanation of what's going on?
No.
With the whole world,
he says he look at my shop explanation.
So it's all metaphors. Oh my God! Ramey says afa tzavua. Ramey added tzavua, but Rabbi Lozer says afa nochel also snake. Sounds like Rabbi Lozer saying all of these are mordin also snake. But not now. We look at Mishnah. Rabbi Lozer Ramey bisman shehem bnei tibers when domesticated ain't the mordin. Even the Ramey holds you can domesticate a lion, and then v'hanochash mudlam. Only the snake is the only animal you cannot domesticate. So we ask, when I answer Tini Nachash, right, omit the word af and just say Nachash. How much more Shmuel? Now the general rule is as follows. An animal behaves normally that falls under Shen Veregel, and therefore, on the one hand, Shusarabi, you're totally potter. Shusanizik, you pay the full amount from the beginning, you're warned. However, if the animal behaves abnormally, then that's Keren. So in Shusarabi, you're still chay, but you only pay only half, whether Shusarabi or Shusarabi. Says Shmuel. Ari, a lion in that case, is very brazen. If it trampled, in other words, it started eating its prey while it was still alive, ochal potter, because that's normal. So then that's Shen Veregel, that's Shen. And therefore, you potter Shurabim. But Taraf, if it first killed its prey, and then that's not normal for a lion, that's Keren. Chayiv, then you are Chayiv. And you pay half a Nezek. Doraz, ochal potter. What's the logic?
The animal could be having a
drive a lot worse, not normal.
Then you, but you only pay half, but you're interested in Rav Yochai. Because you weren't warned. You didn't know to be aware that the animal was going to do this. If it tramples and eats while the animal's still alive, keep the urche lemidus is common. Have like mashal kapedus, the rock is like shen. The have like shem shadabim, and shen shadabim is potter. Torah, killing his prey first and then eating lab urchihu is not common. If it's keren and keren is shadabim is chayv. Says the gemara, lememra, you want to tell me the treif lab urchihu? You want to tell me that's not common for a lion to kill its prey? I have even finished the pasuk. It says arye teidif. It says the pasuk that a lion does kill its prey first. Kedei goroisa for its cubs. And says the gemara, b'shul goroisa for itself. We're talking about if it's doing it for itself. For itself is not common to kill its prey. It's not scared. If it's for longevity, it's going to bring it home, schlep it home for its kids. It kills is a lot easier to schlep it when it's dead. So therefore, then it is common. Says in the pasuk it says umechanik and it strangles live oisav. I guess for its really young ones, b'shul goroisa again. For itself, it does not kill. It's only for its really young ones. It says that v'yemalei ted of chaydav, it kills in order to bring it back to its caves. Again, b'shvil chaydav. If it brings it back for its caves, then it kills it first. But if it's to eat, it doesn't kill. Uma'aynoisav trefa. What exactly is the ma'aynoisav? Another kind of a cave. B'shvil ma'aynoisav. What's ma'aynoisav?
It says here.
Who?
Yes, mine, the place with leaves.
So that's his cave.
Lair, yeah.
Okay.
Lair, yeah.
Okay. So it's cave. So again, another form of his caves. Says Yigmar, but Tanya, we learned in a braise, v'chein likewise, chaya shenichnas l'chatzra nizik, if a chaya enters the domain of the victim, torfa behema, If it killed the animal first, va'ochl, and then it ate it, that's the common way. That shen mishalom nezik shalom. You just said if a chaya, and we're saying when it's not restricted to a lion, any chaya. You just said that a chaya will eat the animal while still alive, and if it kills it first, it's abnormal. That's keren. So how come you pay nezik shalom? L'chayr, you should only pay chatzin nezik if it's not normal. And the gemara, hocha my skin, and no, but to my case, tovel niyav, to my case, where it is normal. He killed the animal in order to put it away, bring it to his cave. So the gemara, ha'achlik ton, it says in the version of Braise that he killed the animal and he ate it. So he didn't put it away for the store. The animal changed his mind. It had a mind, like we know exactly what the animal had in mind. It had a mind to bring it to the cave, and now it changed his mind. So therefore, when it killed the animal, it was normal if you paid a month. But no, you didn't. How in the world do we know to charge the Baal HaBos? Because we'll say, we know exactly what your animal had in mind. It had a mind to store, so it's common, pay the full nezik. The Baal HaBos said, no, it didn't. Boy, the Shmuel, Nami, Dimahachiyu, in Shmuel's case also. Shmuel made a rule that a lion, every lion that you said that, what, if it kills, we're going to say that it's not normal, and therefore Yechai says, Rabbi, let the owner say, what are you talking about? My animal wants to bring it home, it changed his mind. Amrach, Yisrael, it's Dodin, Tani, you're right. This is how you should learn. Let's Dodin. She Tarfa, when the Braise says Tarfa v'ochla, it's not one case. There's two cases. If it's Tarfa, if it killed the animal to bring it to its cave, or it ate it straight away while it's alive, both these cases are normal and you pay another shalom. Tarfa lahani, you have to put it away. You know, we see it killing and then we see it dragging it across. Oy Darsa v'ochla, shalom, another shalom. That's Pshat in the Braise. Ravina says that no, it's really common to. I disagree. I hold that it's common to kill and eat as well. I say Hakol Shmuel says that in Shusar Rabim, if it's common to Yechai v'Chayda Chen, then Chen you should be partners Rabim. We keep Ka'amah Shmuel, but Adi Tar, but a lion that is domesticated, like Rabbi Lazar. The Libra Rabbi Lazar, the Amah Lav Urcha, it's not common, that's why it's Keren. How come you make a distinction whether it kills the animal first or not? In bulk, even if Dars, even trample, since it's not common for a domesticated animal to kill animals, so even if it ate it while it's alive, it should be, we should say that why, that it's Mishuna, and you should pay half an Ezra Shrabin. El Ravina Lav Shmuel Igmar, Ravina is common to not do Shmuel, Ela Masnita, and this Braisa, Ki Tony Masnita, when does this Braisa say that if you go into the other for a person's property that you pay to the shalom, but aritar b'liberal also talking about domesticated animal, and therefore, and this is the amar lav urchiu, that it's not common. It's not common. If it's not common, it's keren. If it's keren, why are you paying another shalom? Yehachi chetin ezer boi l'shlumi. Yai, you warned him. In case my haidik tani lo gabitul to the shen. Gabitul keren boi l'shlumi. If it was a warn, why does this brice include this in the tulis of shen? If the animal killed and so on and so forth and then ate, it should have brought this in the tulis of keren. Good question. Mishnah. Ma bein tam lemuad. What's in the tam lemuad? Shatam Mishalim Chatzin Nezik, paid only half a Nezik, and Megufa. They never paid more than the value of its own animal. Muad Mishalim Nezik Shalom Amin Aliyah. The Muad pays a full amount, and even though his animal is worth $100 and the damage it caused was $500, you take from his asset $500. Says he, Mother. That's right. Well. Said Gemara, "My Aliyah. What kind of word is Aliyah? Amar Abba Lazar, the most best quality of his estates." V'chein Weimer says in Pasuk, "Vayishka v'chizkiyo and my voice of chizkiyo, vayishka chizkiyo was buried with his ancestors. Vayikbru, they buried him b'mala kivre b'nei David. They buried him b'mala of the kvarim of David. What does mala mean?" So we tight. Amar Abelazar b'mala etzim u'ulim shemishbache. Chizkiyo was buried next to the greatest of his ancestors. So we see the word Aliyah means the greatest or the best. Who we're talking about? We're not Umaniu, and who was he buried next to? David Ushleima. So they buried next to David Ushleima. So we see what that mu'ula means the best. It says in Pasuk, "Vayikbru, they buried him b'kvuraisav in the graves Ashkenaz like David that they buried, that they dug for him in the city of David. Vayashkiveyu, and they buried him b'mishkav in the coffin. Asher mile, they filled it up with psamim and uznim. What in the world is uznim? So we say, my b'samim uznim. What do you mean they buried him together with psamim uznim? Rabbi Lazar is zine means oh, spices." In other words, they put all these nice fragrances together, mixture of spices. It means psamim. And what does the word zina mean? Shekol hamariach bahen bol dezima. It awakens by you, tivus. So why would you?
Zina is psamim. You already had it in the first one.
Zina means all kinds. Zina means all kinds. A mixture, yeah, all kinds, many. Psamim, I guess, is you bring one kind of psamim. Zina means all kinds, a whole, yeah. Kikar, so why would you describe the pasuk? They're talking about a tzaddik, and they buried him, and this is how you describe it to the psalmim, that it makes you one have zus. So it says the pasuk, Yirmiyahu says, Kikaru shucha, they dug over here these caves, lelachdeni, to capture me, upachim tomnu leragli, and they put all these stumbling blocks to the hit for my feet. Why did they want to hurt Yirmiyahu? They accused him of having znus, that he married a zayna. He was a kohen, and a kohen, we learned in kedusha, you're not to marry a zayna. So they accused him of that. So therefore, they want to get rid of him. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar shechashdu meishazish, like Moshe Rabbeinu also the bechayshazish, they were chayshed him of eishazish. Bishlam and the Khajdum Zaina, the Kizum Zaina, Heinrich Seven Deposit, Kishucha Amuka Zaina, said the Pasik. That says, Kishucha Amuka Zaina, that they dug this cave for me very deep. Zaina means, could they accuse me of marrying a Zaina? Ella Levad, the Mashe Khajdu Amejadis, they suspect him of adultery. My Shucha, what's Pshat in the Pasik? Zaina, where does Zaina come in? Or to anything more Tariq, what's the problem? Or to H's Ishmi Nafkim, because then, don't you call Znus? When somebody is having an adulterous affair, you also call znus. It all goes under the znus. It's a very generic term that's very inclusive with any form of a illicit kind of a relationship. Okay. Bishlam the man of Chosmeji, they accuse Yirmiyahu of adultery. Hainu the chesiv. That's what it says in the pasuk. Yirmiyahu was lamenting. Va'atrashem, you know, you Abishai, your dad. You know, it's kolat sasam. All their scheming. Alayla mothers, they want to kill me. And then he asked the Abishai that you should never forgive their sins. No, why do they want to kill him? Because they accuse him of adultery. Elaman Dama Shechazum Zayin. He was a kohen. He married a zayin. Why do they want to kill him? My lamas. Well, why do they want to kill him? They just threw him in a pit. Why do they want to kill him? So he says Shishluchu Ulebeir Tit. They threw him into a pit, but the pit was full of cement, which he couldn't get out of, which is tantamount to wanting to kill him. Please do not forgive them. And he said to them, I beg you, please, they should be stumbled in front of you. When you get angry, I say, take care of them. What's Yimi? Yimi is very angry, as you can see there. Afilu b'shosh oisin tzedakah, do me a favor. Even when they give tzedakah, hachshilam b'bnei adam she'enam uganim. Make sure that all the shnodders are all liars. They're saying they're collecting for the yeshivas, for the whatever they're collecting good causes. K'day muganim, and they don't deserve. K'day shalei kabul leins chah. You don't get a schar. It's a big machleik in the poskim. There's a sefer called Beis Hill on your day. And Beis Hill day is a whole chakira. What's the mitzvah of tzedakah? To give or the poor man should receive? Anyway, there's a Rashba and all that. But in this gemara here, they bring a raya. The mitzvah is that a poor man should receive. Here, these guys gave tzedakah, and they thought they were giving tzedakah. And yet, the Yumiya says, if the person on the receiving end is Einam Huganim, you did nothing. You did nothing. You didn't do the mitzvah. So clearly from here, sorry? It's machlekes. There's no bottom line. It's machlekes a poskim. That whether you're, it's not brother shalom aruch. It's not chreinu. So from here, they bring an eye. The mitzvah that the poor man should receive, not that you should give.
So what if you got your doubts? There's a lot of people.
So it's better if the poor man says, "I'm collecting for my daughter's wedding," than to tell you about yeshiva.
So people come from shul complaining about all these shalachim coming and bothering in davening. Right. So I took a 10-cent piece and I said, you know what half of this coin is? 5 cents, give him 5 cents.
No, they were complaining that he came in the middle of the day when he came to the end.
Finish?
Yeah. We'll finish tomorrow. Tomorrow's nice.